Shaw.
And I'm Kate O'Reilly.
And you're listening to
XOXO
JK, a show about good stuff, real stuff, funny stuff, all the stuff that happened this week. And we actually have a very special guest with us today. Our very, very, very first guest, who's number one in selfies and hearts everywhere. Give it up for Maddie Gibba, everybody.
Oh my God,
Maddie
Gibba's in the house. My name, bam, bam. I think Kim Kardashian actually takes the crown
on selfies.
For selfies. You know, she's coming out with a book called Self. I think it's
just
or
selfies.
It's like selfish or something.
I'm gonna say that of all the people in the world who would know about such fictional masterpieces coming into the world, it would be you. Like, you're my go-to for all things K. Kardashian.
Here's the thing, Jen Shaw. Routinely, you laugh at very serious things that I say. For instance, like a piece of important pop culture news, like Kim Kardashian is now a published author of her own selfies.
We live in this world.
We live in this world. And I feel as though if your finger is not on the pulse, that's on you.
I always liked a little disheveled, something hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I always try and, like, you know what I mean? If I feel compelled to take one, it has to be something or a really, really clever caption.
Can I tell you a selfie story for the ages?
Yes.
So Jen and I Jen and I were at a birthday party about 2 weeks ago. And we were practicing a technique called prune.
Have you heard of this?
Oh, where you say that word.
Do you know why?
The Olsen twins have a technique in which they turn to each other, say prune.
They always have the same face, right?
And they always have the same face, and then their face is in the perfect position for a picture. So Jen and I were practicing this, right?
We turn to ourselves and say prune.
And then we would take a photo.
I saw you were out at a restaurant.
Yeah,
and
this is that night.
Yeah.
So then I got home and I took some, you know, some exploratory prune pictures solo.
Oh man, I think I saw the results of that.
Yeah, it's good though. The lighting's great. My hair's on point. My makeup's great. I'm just gonna say it. I looked good.
Okay? You did.
Thank you.
Agree.
And so I was like, let's just casually change this to my profile pic.
And it's broadcast. So, it's broadcast everywhere when you do that.
It drops on the internet. It blows up. Okay. It blows
the
up.
Internet this, broke.
The internet broke. It was as though I had taken Kim Kardashian's butt thing that she did. Remember that thing?
I do.
Okay. So
which time?
Yeah, okay. Good point. Call. Really cool. The one with the champagne on her booty. Okay. The internet explodes. People are loving it. People
I thought
are,
about
like,
asking
saying,
you out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the point. Pick. If I still had an OkCupid or a Tinder, you know that's the picture that'd be up, okay? So, I get an unsolicited sext message based on the prof pic.
That's how this works.
So, an unsolicited from a dude I've met once who's like very close friends with one of my best friends. And we don't live in the same city, nothing. He's like, your profile picture is incredible. And I wrote back and I was like, I know. And I was like, just high a five. Casual selfie, you know? And he was like, I could represent you on the West Coast if you needed a selfie agent. And thinking this was like a funny bit we were doing, I was like, okay. Yeah. So I like engaged in this conversation. And then I was like, what kind of things do you offer your clients?
Oh.
Yeah, you guys. It took a turn.
Oh.
And he's like, usually. And I'm just going to let you. He's like, my clients. I was like, I got to go.
All because of your bomb selfie.
All because of my bomb ass selfie.
Okay, so let's take a second and just take a mic selfie.
Oh,
all three of us at once, and we'll work it into the show notes.
Okay. This is live on the internet.
Prune it.
Prune. Oh my gosh.
Wait, we have to say it out loud. Okay, then I have to do it one more time. I'm sorry, watching Maddie take a selfie. Okay, you guys.
Wow.
Maddie has no shame. We were in the middle of a club the other night. That is really good. We were in the middle of a club the other night.
Outstanding.
Which I was already uncomfortable with, right? Yeah. And then all of a sudden she just busts out her phone and starts like
in the club
talking to it and taking pictures. And I was like, oh wow, that is a Okay,
I look like a little bit. You like guys a talk. I'm gonna try to. We'll share them in the show notes, but I thought it would be a good social experiment.
Prune. I can't prune. Do it. I don't like
my
it.
My earrings are not great. Ugh. I should have put on a better blush or any blush at all.
I love it.
You guys, I took a casual selfie while I was laughing. Just to see how I am in my natural habitat.
Okay, we will share these. We'll do a diptych in the show notes.
You're killing
for you.
Me. You're killing me smiles.
You guys.
That's a good one. It's like you weren't even ready for it.
Oh.
I got a T-bomb amidst this.
It's a good it's good lighting right now, too, in here.
Okay.
Speaking of good lighting, so the light is coming in at a different angle, and I'm noticing that there are things that I have not taken care of all winter, including, but not limited to, dusting under my DVD player and plucking hairs.
Yeah.
Out of your chinny chin chin?
Air, like, the light comes in a different way in the car, and I'm like, what
is this?
And I think it's one of these hairs from, like, around, like, behind my ear, like, going
on your chin.
And then I go like this, like, it pulls the skin out.
What? I yanked one out of my grandmother's chin.
Look, spring cleaning.
I was spring cleaning her face.
I don't know if you guys might want to. You guys saw this video on the internet that I'm not sure why I took the time to watch, but it was basically this guy pulling a hair out of his face.
Oh, I've watched it, and it's super long.
No,
and it takes a little while for him to dig it out.
Yes. And it just keeps coming and coming and coming.
But he happened to have a camera.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He knew that was digging out.
It had like grown in there for forever.
Jesus.
Anyway.
It was long.
It was.
Here's the thing
this
about
this is just
dust.
Like a mole blonde hair situation. So let's not get in too deep.
Yeah. You don't have to dig
literally
out the hair.
Okay. But you mentioned dusting.
Yeah.
There is nothing that bothers me more than a dusty situation. And I become incredibly disappointed in myself when I've allowed dust to come.
Really?
And settle. Yeah.
Is it? Why?
I feel ashamed.
Right.
I feel as though I've let myself go.
It just shows
go.
You're living a life.
There's something about dust.
There's something about dust. Like, I have a friend who's dusty. There, I said it. And every time I stay with her, I dust. Ooh. And it hurts her feelings, but I'm like, it's for your allergies and mine.
Yeah.
And for your pride.
Right. It is kind of that thing. Where it cuts a little bit on your self-esteem to see.
But you feel so good when you do it, when you've cleaned and everything smells fresh.
Well, and the light comes off everything a little bit more.
I still live in perpetual, like, preteen mode where, like, the moment I clean, I want everyone around me to go see it. So, like, you remember, like, when you used to clean your room and you'd call your parents in and be like, look what I've done.
Yes.
Do you guys want to know a funny story about that?
Please do.
Yes.
When I was a kid, we always had to, like, clean our bedrooms before, like, St. Nick or Santa comes to town.
Of course.
And my bedroom was disastrous. And my mom was like, no, you need to clean your room. And I was like, look, how about we just close the door? Santa's not going to know the difference.
Oh.
Right? Like, just close the door. It's like you have a messy room in your house. Just close the door. Like, the closet, shove everything in there. Close the door. Looks great from the outside.
But Santa knows.
Yeah, well, it turns out Santa did know because Santa was my mom. Okay?
Right.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, God. Nobody told Maddie yet.
You guys, no joke. I didn't learn that Santa didn't exist until sixth grade.
I was about the same time.
It was awful and I burst into tears. And it was in religion class. I went to all girls school, but the year before the boys went away, we had 10 boys and 30 girls. Mm. And I was in the religion class with all the boys and somebody mentioned Santa. I was like, what? What are you guys talking about? This dude named Kevin was like, he doesn't exist, dummy. And I burst into tears.
Oh,
my religion teacher sent me a letter over Christmas and it had Santa on it. And she was like, still believe, Gibba, still believe. And you know what? I still do believe.
I create a lot of that magic for the kids still. So cleaning though, shoving stuff in closets. Yeah. Well, and we all know like that's, it becomes sort of a metaphor.
Right.
Later in life, if you're still shoving stuff in closets.
So I don't live here anymore. I live in New York, but I keep a lot of my stuff at home still in my parents' house. And I realized that before I left last time, I did a pretty terrible job of packing. And I have like a tiny room in the back of my closet. I have like a walk-in closet and there's a tiny room back there. And I stuffed all of my stuff back there. And I was so mad at myself that I was like, enough is enough. go back there and get rid of those things.
Do you remember when we went through all your clothes?
There is some shame. Okay,
we went through before Maddie moved to New York. I went to her house and we were going through her clothes, like what she should take, what she should get rid of. Girlfriend.
I'm sorry, what?
She had, was it like a frog outfit?
Okay, it's not a frog outfit, Jen. It is a frog footy pajamas.
Right.
And then, like, I also now have unicorn ones,
right,
leopard ones, and a casual plaid one.
And I remember also there was a situation that you tried on, like a dress. And I was like, ooh, that looks like something you would wear to a Kiss concert. Are you planning on going to a Kiss concert anytime soon? Get rid of it.
And I will say that before you and I went to that party a couple weeks ago, I was sending you some selfies of some outfit options. Yep. And one of them was my Kiss dress that you had, I had kept despite your terrible advice. And you actually said it looked pretty good on me, as I remember.
Maddie is, yeah, you have a lot of, you have a lot of shoes, a lot of stuff, a lot of like clothing items. Yeah. I like to, like, spring clean. Like, I like to go through my, I know there's something about like things blooming and like opening windows or something that makes me want to like go through everything, like rearrange my furniture and like clean, deep clean everything. I always, like, every time I move, I get rid of a bunch of stuff.
There's nothing that makes you feel more alive than of furniture reorganization, because then it forces you to clean every corner
underneath and around. And well, I like too to like, I like to feel really prepared generally, but I also, I like to be able to be spontaneous when the weather,
thank you for that.
Spontaneous
when the weather is nice.
Yeah.
And so that causes me to do that. Like, I just want surfaces clean. I want to have one bag that's ready to go. Like, my shoes in
take
order.
Take the grill out.
You want to live like Martha Stewart.
Yes. Minus the...
Is that that's like a Tim McGraw song. Live like Martha Stewart.
Is that a real song?
No, I think it's Live Like You Were Dying, but I just filled in Martha Stewart.
I literally got a lady boner thinking that Martha Stewart had her own song, because every time I wear a denim painting shirt, I think I'm Martha Stewart.
There are bits and pieces I like to take. But there's something about being able to leave right away that makes me feel good about
organized.
My life.
You know, want
to
know where all...
Look, Martha Stewart makes dog clothing now. I don't know if you guys knew this. I only know this because I'm a dog owner now. I don't know if you knew. But... yeah, she makes like pet stuff at the dog place, the dog store. Anyway,
she should.
She's diving into everything.
She is, and she's the queen. And here's the
she is getting like old, right? Like legitimately old. She's like,
I met some ladies
mid-70s
who work for her. She only sleeps 3.5 hours a night, and she is still has her hands in every part of her life.
Doesn't she have kids that don't want anything to do with her?
She has one. Her daughter likes her. They had a radio show together.
I'd be your daughter.
But the thing is, like, the reason I even brought Martha Stewart up was because she is organized, and
and like a billionaire.
She's a billionaire.
Right. Not too bad of a life.
But
an organized
billionaire. Didn't she have a movie made about her? Wasn't there a movie about her? I'm pretty sure there was.
I don't know.
I'm going to Google this.
I believe, because a lot of people say, maybe you guys could be good question answerers about this. So, a lot of people say that a messy space means that you're creative. Mm. I grew up in a world in which I was told a messy space is a messy mind. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, it was a made for TV movie.
I would like to watch it. Could we hold hands and watch it together? My mom did.
Sybil Shepherd.
My mom wept the day that Martha went to jail. And then we had a party to celebrate Martha getting out of jail.
Remember the sweater she made?
Oh, yeah. The poncho. The poncho. Yeah.
It became like the best-selling pattern of all time.
You guys, Sybil Shepherd as Martha
Stewart. Oh, yeah, I remember
that. Martha Inc. It was on...
So do you guys, are you guys more of like ritual cleaners, or do you just like do it when you feel like it?
Well, I like to, in a perfect world, what I would do is come home from the gym on Saturdays and do my cleaning. I would like to do that. Right?
Oh, nice.
So you usually, feel like usually like around two in the afternoon. Yep. So because with the recent addition of my dog, my kitchen floor gets real messy from his little paw prints. I try to like wipe him off when he comes in, but it doesn't always work. So yeah, I do the vacuuming and the floor washing and the laundry usually right around that time.
I do a little bit at a time. But I learned that from my beautiful, wonderful last roommate, Angela, because she was impeccably clean And it was interesting. Every roommate I've had before, I've been like, oh my God, they're so messy. They're so dirty. Gross, 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 gross. Right. I've moved out of two apartments because they've been gross people. And like friends. I'm like, you guys are my friends and you're gross.
Wow.
And then I moved in with my friend Angela, who we weren't friends before, but she was impeccably clean. She was incredibly organized. And I was like, whoa, we got to find an equal medium here, sister friend, because she was angry if something was messy for a moment. And like, I don't believe in the like 24-hour rule of right. That's disgusting. Wash your dish. But like, it would be 5 minutes. I'd walk into my room for something and she'd be like, this dish is still. And I'm like, okay, we got to find an equal medium.
Yeah.
But she did teach me a very wonderful discipline of like, just do a little bit at a time and your home stays clean like, the entire time.
Like, how so? Because like, I hate vacuuming more than anything. But once a week, I'll do it.
Yeah, I do like, you know, like I work at home, so I'm able to kind of do the work during the day, which is nice most of the time. But I'll do like 50 minutes and then I'll do something.
So, you know,
like 50 minutes of work.
Yeah.
And then I'll do 10 minutes of cleaning and, you know, or pickups or and we have a Saturday morning thing where we do 5 minute, 10 minute pickups, depending how bad it is.
Oh, that's good.
And then everyone puts their stuff like where they're, you know, supposed to put it, like books go on a bookshelf. You know, laundry goes in your drawers and those kind of things, like just like that tightening up.
Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld said
Jerry
Seinfeld said, and I can't get the number of minutes right, but he said you always have 30 minutes a day and 30 minutes a day. I think it's 30 minutes and it's like 10 minutes of personal time, 10 minutes to clean, 10 minutes to do something new or creative.
Wow, Jerry Seinfeld said that?
Yeah, he follows this.
Pretty smart.
He's a pretty spiritual dude. If you do a little bit of research on Jer.
Yeah.
But I've started doing that in my life because I don't believe when people say I don't have time to clean. I don't believe when people say I don't have time to write or be creative. I had a great teacher at Second City say to me once, literally the first day of writing class, she told us all to pick up a pen and she said, all right, everybody, your first lesson, you're not a writer if you don't write.
Right.
And so she was like, you have time to write every day. And so I write every day because I make a living as a comedian and a writer and a creator. And if I'm not writing every day, I'm not working towards my goal.
Yeah.
And I'm not. And so I do that with cleaning, too. I'm like, there's no excuse to not have your laundry done, to not have a clean space, because you have 10 minutes a day to dedicate to some part of that.
Yeah. And there's something about like, you know, being able to let other people or other things into your life when your stuff is in order.
Exactly.
Yes. Right? So if you like, if you don't
like
have,
the other day when I had a surprise visitor and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, don't go to the kitchen. It wasn't disastery, but like it wasn't what I wanted it to look like. But it was definitely totally fine. I mean, like everything was relatively
like
in order.
Pride in your home.
Yes, but I was like, oh,
that's sort of universal. That's not like some people like I like my shoes to be impeccable. But it's like kitchen and home pride is like that's like kind of a universal value.
The bathroom.
I went on a date a couple weeks
ago. Bathroom.
With I can't with a dirty bathroom. Stop it.
I know, but
gross.
Sometimes they're like
what
your hair
you're bathing in there.
Emojis.
Look, I have a lot of hair situation, okay?
I get
so, like,
it.
Yeah. Hair comes out sometimes. And like,
I just do the hair dryer.
I do too, but then I have to vacuum once a week. So if you come on a Thursday, guess what? You're probably going to see a little hair, okay?
A pile of hair. Okay, so I went on a date a couple weeks ago, and the dude was talking all about his apartment and how they had just redone all of the floors, but it was like this old South Minneapolis apartment, and it was this beautiful. He was like, the woodwork is so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. So being the tiny hussy I am, I was like, hey, I want to see your apartment. And he was like, okay, no, you can't. And I'm like,
I've done that before.
Here we go.
I've been like, nope.
And I was like, you keep talking about it. And I was like, I want to see your apartment. And he was like, okay, fine. But you have to give me 10 minutes. So I literally had to sit at the restaurant for 10 minutes while I gave him a 10 minute start to go back to his apartment, clean his apartment, and then I went over there. I left. Nothing happened, you guys.
Right, but here's what that reminds me of. That reminds me of that scene from Love Actually where they go to the apartment.
She throws all of her stuff on the chair.
Yeah, and she goes, give me a minute. And she runs up to her loft and like literally, and then covers it up with her coat.
Yep.
I was like,
puts the teddy bear under the bed.
I love that scene.
I met I had this friend come over to my place in New York, and I lived in this awful, what I thought was a very like very hip,
shabby chic,
like converted Brooklyn warehouse apartment. And my friend came over and he was like, do you ever worry about all of the carcinogens in the air? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, very dusty in here. And I said, well, it's a converted warehouse. He's like, I think you should get a humidifier and I think it should happen immediately. And like, he was so concerned about the apartment. Wow. And that was like one of the situations I had to move out of, because I was like, it'll never be clean. It'll never be clean enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've lived in a house like that once in college where I scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed the bathroom. And it's still never, and I'm pretty sure it's knocked down now, which I was like, wow, it took 15 years to condemn. Like, it should have been condemned when I lived in it.
I wonder if the clawfoot tub that sat on cinder blocks in that apartment with no ceiling above it, I wonder if that one's been replaced yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, I worked in the Banks building in Minneapolis, and like every single day I'd come into the building every day and there would be like a thin layer of soot on my desk.
No.
It was like a brick thing. You know, but it always felt like, God, where else is it? If it's like, that's what's on my desk.
It's in your lungs. Throughout the air. It's in your nose. Yeah. You have to neti pot.
Simplify.
Yeah.
You want pride. I get really excited and happy to bring people over to a happy, healthy, clean home. And I use spring as an opportunity to set the restart button and be like, let's really get in there.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Well, then you mentioned moving earlier, but thinking about moving always makes me think about those like last five boxes you pack.
Do you really need it?
And then they're always the last five you unpack.
Yep.
It's just like random shit throughout your house that isn't in the right place that you probably don't need, right? Because there is a spot for everything. It's like everything should
like
have
the
18 place.
Boxes of Christmas decorations I just keep moving and never, ever
even
utilize.
Put up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That
Jen,
makes me nervous.
You mentioned about me moving and about all of the shoes and clothes I have. Now, the shoe issue is still a struggle that continues. I still don't know what to do with them all, but I did significantly downsize my life and I love it. I have like maybe five boxes and three suitcases and that's what I own.
Yeah. Traveling really made me eliminate, because I would bring what I really loved, felt great in, packed well, wore well when I traveled, and I would come home and unpack it and wonder why the hell I had the rest of it.
Yeah. Like, I don't need this.
Right. Yeah. Stuff that I wouldn't bring when I wanted to present myself the best way I knew how, then I don't need the rest. Like anything that I have to tug at or...
Here's a good method. I tour on a cruise ship doing comedy.
Yes.
And I...
very specific.
Forgot all of my socks, underwear, and bras in my drawer when I left my last contract. I just forgot to pack them.
Wow.
So someone got a nice surprise.
I knew him. So I texted him and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. He's like, this is all your underwear. I was like, you could just put it in a bag and throw it overboard. Like, horrible. But then it made me set the restart button and buy all new bras and underwear. And now I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel secure. I feel strapped in. I feel lifted, separated.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a big one. Especially like the whatever is against your skin. Like, that's a huge deal. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about, give me your cable update.
Oh, girl,
because all the people are wondering.
I went to Comcast, finally. I took my old out-of-date cable box that I've been paying for the last 3 months for.
Yeah.
In, and turns out Xfinity has, like, their own stores these days. You don't go to the Comcast place. You go to the special Xfinity store on a strip mall. Which it did, and changed it in for my new downsized cable box, which comes in a lovely package, shrink wrapped together. Okay, it's like a bouquet of electronics, and I took it home and I plugged everything in, and it didn't work because I think was missing a cord to connect the cable to the TV. So I went to Target. It took me a week to get to Target to buy that cable because I still. In the meantime, I also bought a Chromecast because I was like, well, you know, I can watch the Netflix on the TV. And I got the cord, I plugged that in, still doesn't work. So I think I'm gonna...
Have you thought about hiring a person?
Yeah,
to do
well
this?
I think I was gonna live chat Comcast and be like, what the fuck is the problem here? Give me some money. But in the meantime, I can still watch on my devices as
could
well.
You but could it you was, rewatch the movie Cable Guy and see how he does it?
Yeah, it was it's a pretty pinnacle
good point.
I don't know. Well, I can actually because I don't have cable that works. Okay. Oh. But maybe if it's on Netflix, I can Chromecast it into my TV or watch it on my iPad.
I just would like you to be a little bit more innovative about it.
You know, I don't know why it's so hard.
Tweet us if you can help Jen.
I don't know what the issue is because it's like you put the plug in the place and then you turn it on.
Jen.
Also, yeah, that's...
put a call out on all of your dating social media apps and find you a hottie who can put that cord in to the cable box and then
who
set
can plug
up
it in?
Your
who
cable
can plug
box.
It in? Oh, he'll set up my cable box. Oh, he'll
like,
set it up.
Ooh, could you put
look,
your cord
also,
in
also, I don't
my
know if you
box?
Know what you're asking for here get by it, putting it out on social media dating apps because... I just don't put a lot out there already, and the interesting things I get back is...
Here's what I need you to do. Take a photo of you with your cable box with a cord with the face that's like, what? And then immediately people and be like, me know how to do my cable box.
Will you do my cable box?
And yeah,
with
will
that,
you do
with a
will
winky
you
face?
Connect my cable box?
With then like with like a pointy finger and a-OK?
Or, you know, like or even, sex. I like to do a pointy finger into a cat that's walking. So it's like his cat butt. So, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You can't see my face.
We're speaking emoji.
I like it.
So you could do that and be like, oh, me know how to do this. I don't know why you have to talk like a baby. But you could do that. And then someone, that's a great conversation starter. That's a great way to be like, uh-oh.
And they'll be like, can you send me sexy pics? And I'll be like, no, because I don't have the internet.
Yeah. And they'll be like, let's fix that. And you're like, I'll let you fix me because I'm broken.
Oh, God. This sounds great, but I feel like I'm just going to maybe watch an episode of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Unbreakable. Okay, have you
well,
even
started?
Well,
everybody's been talking about it this week. It's Tina Fey's everything. New show, right? She's the executive producer.
Yeah, I haven't seen it
She's
at all.
The creator and executive producer.
Awesome. And it's a Netflix.
It is. It was originally slated to be an NBC jam.
Oh.
That's right. It got
nixed and Netflix took it. NBC apparently has been great about it. They took it on to Netflix and now they've already signed on for a second season. You guys.
Wow.
It is hysterical. I binge watched it while having the stomach flu and I believe it cured me.
Okay. So is this, there was awesome. Another show on TV I really liked called Happy Endings. Did you ever watch that?
Barely.
Ugh.
Oh my God, Jen Shaw, you are hurtful.
It's not on anymore, but I liked it because Penny, who was one of the old gals from Saturday Night Live, who's not on anymore. Penny is the character from the show. What was her name? The dark-haired gal.
Loved her.
She was so, so, so funny. The show was great.
Casey Wilson.
Yes, thank you. So I feel like I'm going to like Kimmy Schmidt. Give us the synopsis. What's the...
Kimmy
what's the-
Schmidt is basically about a girl named Kimmy Schmidt from small town Indiana.
Sure.
Who is released from a bunker after 15 years.
What?
Where she lived in a bunker for 15 years because a reverend convinced Kimmy Schmidt and three other ladies that the apocalypse had come. And so then she is put into a bunker. She gets out and then moves to New York City. And you see Kimmy Schmidt, who's been underground for 15 years, experiencing New York City.
Oh, so she's like, what? Internet?
Yeah, so she doesn't, like, she refers to hashtags as hash browns. Like, it's outstanding. It's got Carol Kane in it.
Oh, I love
and
her.
Jane Krakowski and Titus Burgess, who, if you watched 30 Rock, he was one of the dudes on the fake Real Housewives that they did.
Right.
And then he's a Broadway star, so... He's amazing and it's hilarious. And they totally wrote this show for all of these people. Tina Fey comes in towards the end of the season. She's actually in a couple episodes.
Oh, nice.
John Hamm is in it. Martin Short's in it. Richard Kind. Like all of these people are in it and it's outstanding. Ellie Kemper plays Kimmy Schmidt.
I do love her.
I found myself like in my bed laughing out loud. Oh, so and then I'm with my parents right now. So I was like, Mom, we're going to rewatch the first three episodes last night. So in the span of 48 hours, I watched the season and then rewatched the first three episodes.
People who I know and love have been talking about it, know that I know that I love the same kind of humor with mm-hmm. them. And I can't wait. I'm so excited. I love it. To laugh more than anything. And it's just hard to, I mean, it's not hard to get. It's hard to get in your home.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yep.
It's not hard to get outside your home.
Nope.
I know a lot of funny people that I can see perform, but it's really hard to get genuine laughter from my face.
I'm finding genuine laughter from Kimmy Schmidt, and I find genuine laughter from Broad City.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
And then I like it. I can't watch like more than two episodes at once.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But I love it.
Okay. So if you had to, you remember we used to do this with Sex and the City, but if you had to decide which character you would you be Alana or would you be Abby?
I think in a dream world, I think I know in reality I'm Abby. I know that like things just don't work out for me. I'm always on the wrong page. I overthink everything, and I'm just generally awkward.
Fair enough.
I don't know. Kay. I don't know which. I'm terrible and don't know which one's which.
Alana is the shorter, curly, dark hair
who's dating Hannibal Buress.
Yep, the dentist. Okay. And then Abby is the longer hair. Works at the gym.
Yeah,
cleaning.
She got pegged.
I don't know. That's really hard.
I know. I think
who
I'm.
Would you be Jen?
Yeah.
I think I'm a hybrid of both, to be honest with you, because I think I can like lead a charge, you know, lead some bad decision making, absolutely. But then, like you, I think I kind of get myself into these situations and let my friends kind of drag me out of it.
Yeah,
like weed in the vagina. I mean, I've never done that.
You should.
That was a good episode.
Nice. Obviously, I need to catch up a little bit.
Oh, it's so good.
But
like, here's what I will say about Broad City, though. Like, I think to be two women on television, like doing dumb shit, being hilarious, it's stereotypically situations that men have typically been in. Like, they are doing it. It's not, no, they're not pretty all the time. They're not like, you know, they're just like having a blast, talking crude, talking about sex, talking about drugs. Like, it's literally, there has been no place for that. From women on television, I think that's groundbreaking.
Principle of it is incredibly attractive. And I love the press it's gotten.
Me too. That's an Amy Poehler executive produced
situation. And they're two girls. They're great stories for any comedian. They're two girls out of Upright Citizens Brigade in New York.
Which started as a web series, though.
Started as a web series. And like they just hustled the shit out of it and got themselves a show. Like that. That is an amazing sign of like how accessible art is to like making your dreams happen, and how accessible it is to like be like, if you want something, like 99% of people create work or have ideas, but 10% of them get it done. So be part of the 10% who get things done and then keep hustling.
Yeah. Yeah. Just and like make stuff and fail.
Yeah.
Like fail faster, kind of like, you know, you do something, you learn, right? Yep. Where you're like, you're hard on yourself and you sit in that cycle for a while. And then like learning to just be, okay, well, that didn't work. Like, let's do the next thing or let's do a variation of that thing.
Chuck Close, the artist, has a great quote where he talks about what it means to be an artist. And he said, you don't wake up every morning feeling, a true artist doesn't wake up every morning and work because they feel inspired. A true artist wakes up every morning and works because it's their job.
Yeah.
And like, if you wait to be inspired, like I know so many people who are like, I just, the right thing hasn't come into my brain. Well, you know what? Keep working. Keep throwing out.
Are you talking
stuff.
About me?
No, Jen.
Yeah, you were.
Not at all, Jen Shaw, because actually I admire all of the work that you do. And you're one of my favorite people to see make funny jokes.
Oh, I just read a quote about writing and writing anything is better than writing
nothing.
The right thing. You know, like just writing anything down, even if it's just writing about your day or writing about, you know, the interaction you had or.
Is Twitter considered writing?
Sure.
Good. Yeah. Then I do it every day.
You know, microblogging.
Kevin McDonald of Kids in the Hall came and taught a workshop in Minneapolis a couple years ago, and he was talking about how you need to keep writing and how you have to write every day and how you sometimes will stop because you reach a problem. And he said, so if you're writing a book or you're writing a screenplay, yep, and you're on page 37 and it gets hard, don't stop. Go back to page one because you set up you set it up wrong, and your problem is actually on page one. It's not on page 37. So go set yourself up for success on page one and keep hacking away and go through it that way. But don't give up the work you've already put in, yes, which I just have thought. I think about it all the time when I have projects that I'm like, I'm done. I'm putting it aside because it's too hard now. No, go back to the beginning and see where you set yourself up and keep writing and keep working at it, but don't give up on it.
Yeah, that's key, right?
Key.
Key. Key.
Don't stop till you get enough.
Don't stop till you get enough.
Beep, beep.
That was the musical interlude of the part of the podcast.
Let's do tweets of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do tweets of the week. All right. So this is our favorite segment that we do. And Maddie, would you like to improvise our tweets of the week theme song?
I would. It's a week to tweet. Tweet a week. Tweet a week. Tweet a week.
Tweet a week.
I like it, Jen. You want to go first?
Yeah. I was just trying to pull up my link because I lost it. So I'm trying to get to it. So do you want to fill in the moment and do yours first?
I'd be happy to. So you'll have to help me with Aparna's last name.
Nancherla.
So it is really kind of how it's written. Yep. But Aparna is a comedian I was made aware of very recently. And I liked her style a lot. But she tweeted this week, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Probably get hella bored and start answering rhetorical cues.
I love her so much. Like, her tweets are my everything.
I love her voice too. Like, I think of her tweets and her voice.
It's super deadpan and just like, what?
But there's a
you?
Sweetness to it that, you know, that it, so I love her.
She's great. My tweet of the week is from another comedian named. She has a name. She's not called anything. Adrienne Iapolucci, who's out of New York. She was on Last Comic Standing, I don't know, probably in the early seasons. I think she's really funny. And so her tweet is, ISIS, I am willing to consider joining forces with you, but don't want to get my hands dirty. Is there an opening in your social media department?
It's so perfect.
And I know that's just like awful and ISIS is awful, but I mean,
if we can't
sometimes,
laugh.
Yeah, sometimes it's just the horror is too much.
Did you guys see all the backlash about the sketch on SNL last week with Dakota Johnson?
Yeah, I didn't watch it though.
Okay, so I don't know. It frustrates me so much. So she did this sketch. It's basically a parody of one of the car ads where the dad is dropping his daughter off at the airport and she's going away for college, but he's dropping her off to join ISIS. And she's like, don't worry about me, Dad. I'm fine. And the internet blew up. Everyone, oh my it was gosh, all over totally in the news of people being like, how dare they? That is satire. And if your voice is taken away,
yes,
then you lose your ability. Then they win, right?
Yep. I totally agree.
Taryn Killam, one of the cast members on SNL who was in the sketch, was like, that is our right to make satire. And I want to thank everybody who is a part of it, especially the writers who have asked me to not name them by name.
Oh,
it was very funny.
Yeah. No, I agree. I'm 100% there with you.
My tweet of the week comes from one of my best friends. Cause I don't think I'm not hip enough to follow. Like, I don't know. I'm bad.
No,
you're not. Twitter isn't your strength.
It's not my strength. I'm too busy on Instagram filtering
taking
my selfies.
Prune.
So my friend Arij, she's the funniest person I know who does not do comedy professionally. And she's a teacher in Chicago. And her tweet was, did you know women's holidays on average only get 23 hours on the day? And then my other favorite one of hers this week was, don't worry, you guys, I'll burn that bridge when I get to it.
I love it.
Which I love. So,
yeah. I love that. May the bridges I burn light the way.
Yep.
Also, another honorable mention tweet of the week in regards to that dress issue that blew up the internet last week. You know, blue and black, gold and white, was be the dress you want to see in the world.
Awesome. Awesome. beep, beep.
Sorry, I just laughed at myself for a second. Because,
no, you're awesome.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's how we do this. That's the end of the show, Maddie.
Thanks for joining us.
You guys, thanks for having me.
It was fun.
It was fun. You're the best.
You're the best.
You're the around. Best.
I still have burpees from brunch.
Okay. Well, this is Jen. And you can find me on Twitter at Jen Schall or on the internet at jenschall.com.
Hold on. Could you say that a little slower? I'm writing that down.
W.
Two N's, two A's, one L.
You can find me. This is Kate.
Yeah.
You can find me at Clever Kate on Twitter or at clever-kate.com.
And you can find this podcast at mathishard.net or anywhere you listen to podcasts, including iTunes.
What if I listen to podcasts in the bathtub?
You can find it there.
Yep.
I gotta go to my bathtub.
XOXO.
JK.